planned a peace carnival for kids from these two communities where they could play together and see how much they had in common. With help from the church, some of us visited parents in the two communities to explain the event. It was held on neutral ground, with water games and soccer, face painting, clowns, music, and more. Nothing like it had been seen in Apartadó before. It was a success, but once was not enough. We planned more for the future. We also organized youth clubs where the students could play music, basketball, and volleyball, or simply hang out after school. Yet any gathering of young people in Apartadó could be mistaken for a recruitment exercise for one of the armed groups. Just a suspicion like that could lead to violence or even a massacre. As the child mayor, I decided I should explain what we were doing to the commander of the most powerful armed group in the town. Through another student, I arranged to meet the commander. We can call him Pérez, in a small café. He was a good-looking man, about 26 years old. He bought me a soda and seemed charming and interested while I explained that the school clubs would be genuine youth activities.